My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I asked this question. I'm not trying to be generic about it, but I'm just curious where people are with Deshaun Watson right now. You're 2 weeks into the season. You're 1-1. You've got a quarterback who is coming back from, you know, reconstructive surgery in his arm, surgery that's never been done before. I'm not making excuses. You got a guy that hasn't played with either one of his tackles for two straight games now. You've got a guy that didn't see the preseason. He's only played in two games right now. And you've got a guy that might possibly get a phone call from the league office and said, hey, we need to see you in New York here, and could be sitting on another suspension. So I take all these things into consideration when I try to figure out where are we with Deshaun Watson. And then I'm also kicking around the fact that I'm watching the Browns go 1-1. I've just watched the Steelers go 2-0, and they're both doing it without great quarterback play. So I'm trying to figure this thing out. I'm trying to have patience, I think, for Deshaun Watson, and his ability is on the football field, and also willing to give him a little bit of slack because, you know, let's face it, didn't see real live bullets in the preseason and, you know, coming off of surgery. So I'll buy into both of those. I'm just hoping that he gets better every week, and I think that you have a choice. You can be completely frustrated and do what we do as Browns fans and go, oh, well, give me a backup quarterback because I don't think my regular quarterback looks that great. Or you have patience. And for some reason, I keep thinking, you know, Steelers fans have been patient, and the reward they get there, while it might not be enough for them, the reward they get there every year is a team that's over 500 every season under Mike Tomlin. So I'm still trying to kick it around where I am with Deshaun. Do I think he is playing good football? Not really, no. I think he's just surviving. I think he survived last week. I liked the first drive, even though a couple of those could have been picked, but could-haves don't matter when you look at the scoreboard at the end of the game. So,
I would agree with that. I think he's been okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's all right. Just it's not worth $230 million guaranteed.
No.
But he's been all right.
Or 31, if you want to say it wrong.
And hopefully he gets better. It's the point of, okay, it's been 3 years since, you know, now you're in your third year here. Haven't had a huge sample size. Andy, that's the one thing that I keep going back to, and I don't know if it's fair or if it's realistic or if it's just an excuse, but the sample size still isn't very big. And I wonder how that factors into it. Is it an excuse or is it a fact?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of this stuff is excuses, but if we had a quarterback, like let's say this, Aaron Rodgers doesn't look great either, right?
Well, no,
and Aaron
he doesn't,
missed the season last year.
But Aaron's 40 and his Achilles was sewn back together.
No, I agree. Well, we've got a quarterback that had his arm sewn back together.
Who's not even 30?
No.
You heal better from surgeries when you're a younger person.
Is that true?
That's what I hear.
Hmm. I'm torn because I listen to everybody just destroy him sometimes, and it's hard not to listen. I'm trying to be analytical. I'm not trying to be critical. I'm not trying to be overly excited when I see something great. I want to see a guy that truthfully can take the ball at the end of the game and lead us to a score like I watched last night in Monday Night Football.
Like,
that's what
like
I want.
Kirk Cousins.
Like what Kirk Cousins did yesterday. And Kirk Cousins is Kirk Cousins, right?
Old guy. Achilles stitched back together.
Can you trust, do you think Deshaun Watson can do what he did last night? Do you have the faith in him to do that?
See, that's a loaded question.
Is it?
Yeah, you know why?
Because you're going to say no.
Because I don't know. I don't know. I want to see him in that situation. I want to see if he can do it. I don't know. I mean, let me take that back. Very little that we've seen in the, 14 games he's played for the Cleveland Browns would make you think that that's a likely outcome. But we have seen glimpses. We've seen glimpses where he's been very good. But it's glimpses. And you know, you want glimpses of very good, play Jameis Winston. And don't pay him $230 million.
I think we've got to turn the page on the $230 million because it's done.
Yeah, but
you can't do anything about it.
No, but you can move forward.
Well, I mean, do you want me to be upset about the fact that, you know, there are three draft picks that the Browns could have had, first round draft pick, six overall, that the Browns could have had, and I could sit here and I could go nitpick on that and
the Houston Texans, this is thank you.
Yeah, I know they do. We're sitting here contemplating whether they're the second best team in the AFC. And we did a lot to help them get to that point. I'm watching this team, and I think we're all just kind of, we were holding our breath at the end of the game on Sunday. Absolutely holding our breath in a game where we just didn't need to after the safety. I mean, they literally should have handed them the ball back with almost no time left, even if they went three and out, and didn't do that.
Eagles did the same thing last night, and it cost them the game.
It did, yeah.
They threw the ball on third down to Saquon Barkley. And it was a wide open play. And see, this is why I got mad yesterday when Dan and I were talking about it. Because when you throw the football, things can happen. Okay, Deshaun threw the football. You called a pass play. Had the Eagles called a running play, might be a different world.
True.
But they were hoping to put the game away.
So what do we need to feel confident in Deshaun right now? I can tell you what would really help. 300-yard game.
Thank you.
One 300-yard game. That's it.
In a win. Not a 300-yard game where you're chasing points and they're playing, you know, soft defense.
Two touchdowns.
A 300-yard game where it's like you meant business and you went out and got it done.
Yeah.
That would do it.
Is that asking too much?
No, it's certainly not. We haven't seen a 300-yard passing game from Deshaun as a Cleveland Brown. Some of that's game script. Some of that's... So the way the game just plays out.
Some of that is Yak, too. I mean, let's be honest.
That's true, which that guy did all over the football in Green Bay.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Brutal. Brutal.
Brutal.
What's it going to take for you to be confident in him? The other factor, Jeff, is
You just want to see him go light it up, Andy. Go.
Did you feel like he was going to light it up on Sunday after that first drive? They did have three drives of 12 or more plays.
I thought the offense would be really good, and the offense was okay at best. That first drive was stunningly good.
Especially after last week.
Stunningly good.
Especially after last week where you had one first down in the first half.
Yeah.
I mean, that was...
And they came out, man, and
it
just...
was brutal.
They were awesome. That was really good. And then it kind of faded. I just want to see consistent productivity out of the offense. You don't even have to be phenomenal. Let's just see consistent productivity.
Could you deal with a 200-yard game with three touchdown passes? I could deal with that.
Yeah, that'd work.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of I want to see a 300-yard game or I want to see three touchdowns or just something a little bit more. But do you have to temper that with the notion that his season is 8 quarters so far? That's it. He's 8 quarters away from having a season-ending injury from last year.
And he hasn't looked bad. Do you think? I don't. I don't think he's looked bad at all. I think he's looked okay.
Yeah, he hasn't looked dynamic.
Well, no, and not, I think not the other the part, least, he's looked okay.
The other part that's bothering me is the inability to connect with Amari Cooper, whether it's his fault or Amari's fault. That's got to sing.
It is concerning.
Why is that not happening? We've seen it back-to-back weeks now where simple plays that should have been made, whether it's Deshaun, whether it's Amari, have not been made. And one was a touchdown. It's mind-boggling to me to watch this sometimes. And I'm like, why? Why is this happening? I think the other thing is another thing I brought up right away, Jeff. I mean, does anyone kind of looking at him going, well, we're just waiting to hear what the league has to say, and that could happen at any minute? Like, I'm waiting for that, oh, Deshaun got called to New York.
Wow. I'll be honest, I forgot.
In a week?
Yes.
Wow.
There's been so much stuff, I just forgot.
I just think that hangs over the franchise's head right now.
Still there, isn't it?
I mean, all the league has to do is say, Deshaun, we'd like to see you, talk to you, and the next thing you know...
That's different than Kareem Hunt going to visit with Kansas City, huh?
Yeah, that's much different than Kareem going to visit with Kansas City. You know,
not exactly a job interview.
You look at this and the concerns, and what's your faith level in him? How far can he take us this year?
He could win the Super Bowl.
Could he?
Well, yeah.
Well, do you really believe that Browns fans have the confidence in Deshaun Watson right now?
No, I didn't say that.
I'm asking you.
I hate it when he does that.
No, that's not what I said. I said, do you believe? Do you believe?
It's too early to believe because we don't have enough sample size this year after the surgery. We don't have enough sample size in 3 years, Andy.
Where are you? What should we expect out of
I'm
Deshaun
right here.
Watson?
I'm not
asking
going
you.
Anywhere.
I'm talking to the good listeners of this show.
Oh, nice.
The friends of the show, unlike you. Sometimes you're the hindrance of the show.
Yeah, right.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, we're having the conversation, you know? It's just a conversation.
Having a conversation. Nothing Deshaun to get Watson, mad about, nothing
no.
to get excited about. Having a conversation.
I thought we were taking someone to the home. Typically, when it begins with we're having the conversation, it means someone's going to the home, but I figured it was me.
Well, I hate to say this, but we might be having one of those conversations a little later in the show. I'm not going to tell you when. Lock it in at 11:40. That's all I can tell you. Just lock it in. Lock it in! Deshaun Watson 22, 34, 186 yards.
And he's going to take me to the twice. Home.
I take me to the home. I don't care.
Please, God.
Everyone's a little sensitive today. Quarterback rating of 78.8. When it came to hitting his receivers, Jerry Jeudy came through with the most yards. When it came to targets, it was Amari Cooper. He had 8, yet he only had 3 receptions for 11 yards. The Browns are now 1-1. Your quarterback is rebounding, even though your head coach didn't want to say that after the – what did he say after the game?
There was a word. And throw touchdown passes than rebound.
No, there was some
– trending appropriately.
No, he wasn't even trending appropriately. He was – what was it after the game that Kevin said – someone said – hey, it was a nice bounce-back game or something for Deshaun. There was a word that was used, and Kevin just was like, I don't know. It was one of those comeback kind of things. And he wouldn't kind of accept it that he was a comeback. It was more of a, look, he's our starting quarterback. We expect him to take us out there and win philosophy, which I was fine with. Either way, doesn't matter. The question is, where are you with him? Where are you with Deshaun Watson right now? A week ago, people were ready to tell him to hit the road, Jack, and didn't even care about the ramifications to the rest of the team financially, which would have devastated the franchise with all the dead cap money out there, all the salary cap stuff that would be affected by just letting Deshaun Watson go. It just doesn't work that way. And so you have to have a little bit of patience. I do give the Haslams credit, whether we like it or not. They have been extremely patient with not only Deshaun Watson, but their head coach, Kevin Stefanski, who's brought them to Coach of the Year honors, and their general manager. They've never been this patient before at all with any of their front office and head coaching staff since they took over the team. So, you know, with Andrew Berry, with Kevin Stefanski, they've been patient. And maybe patience will pay off here. Or maybe the league is going to call Deshaun and said, come on up to New York. Let's talk again.
Going to have a visit, huh?
Yeah. And so now you're sitting here and you're trying to figure it out. You want to be optimistic. But then there's a part of you that says, whoa, hang on. Hang on. I do know you're 1-1. I do know the Steelers are 2-0. And I do know that the Ravens and Bengals are 0-2. So you're there. What say you, Northeast Ohio? What say you? Where are we with Deshaun Watson? Nick is in Talmadge. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I border on that homerism, but watching the game, I'm a realist, and there's nothing that shows me that gives me a lot of confidence right now. It's mostly because that guy used to be able to throw a blueberry through a battleship. And his arm right now, to me, the passes he's throwing – they look like a junior varsity quarterback's arm strength. He hasn't. I don't care about the stats. I don't care about. I mean, I do in terms of winning, but he hasn't shown me that he could really throw that 20 yard slant with zip on it. And I just think that's a byproduct of the surgery. I don't know if his arm's ever going to get back to form. Last year, he looked better than he does this year. But I'm just looking at the performance as an athlete. And the question I would pose is, it's hypothetically, obviously, but if the Browns played the Browns, and one Browns team had Deshaun, and one team had Jameis, which team do you think would win? And how close would the score be, and what do you think? Because to me, that's the sniff test. The problem with that is, what I think is, I think the Winston team would win. However, how much if they put Winston in, that would lower his value to nothing, and they never be able to get rid of him. So I don't really care about the win so much. I don't think Jacksonville is that great of a team, but I do worry about his arm strength. And against a good defense, I think that they're going to just play the receivers up and make them beat them deep. So that's all I got.
Thank you, Nick. I did enjoy your blueberry through a battleship, though. I've never heard that before, so I might have to steal that from you. Thank you, Nick.
Who would win, Winston or Watson team?
The defense on both sides.
Yeah, I'd be hard-pressed to pick one or the other. I like Jameis. We haven't seen Jameis in a while. Haven't seen Jameis since he left Tampa.
We saw 3 plays.
He had some.
Saw a great handoff.
He had some decent moments in New Orleans. Stop me if this sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. He had some decent moments in New Orleans, but never really hung on to that starter's gig with the Saints. And that's why he's here now.
It's true. And by the way, how do the Saints look so far this season?
Saints look great, but yeah. I do think Jameis can play. I think he could be. I still think he's a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Next up, Akron Bob. Akron Bob.
Hello,
how
Bob.
Are you?
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
Good. I got a question. When Phelps had said that we don't have a large enough sample size over the last 3 years to even give an opinion on whether we think Deshaun Watson can do what Kirk Cousins did yesterday, bring us back from behind on the last series drive, what sample size do we need? What would you say?
That's a good question, Bob. You tell me. What do we need?
I think we already have it.
Okay.
I mean, the first 2 years we made rust as the excuse. Rust is brushed off in one or two games, in my opinion. So we can't use that excuse anymore. The Browns are telling us he has no restrictions in throwing. And if we're to believe that, and are we going to question everything, you know, from what we see as to whether that is accurate or not? If we're going to take that at full force, then, you know, I think it's pretty evident. Just like the last caller said, I'm a realist, and I just don't see Deshaun Watson doing any more than a mediocre quarterback at this point. Do I have hopes? Did he look better this week than last week? Yeah, sure he did. Did he look in the top 10 quarterbacks? No. Do we give him more time? Yeah, I'm willing to do that. But I'm getting to the point where I don't know what additional excuses we can make. You know, and I'm very, very disappointed, you know, in another mediocre season. And that's what, you know, I think we're heading for that. My hopes are much greater than that. But I just don't know what kind of a sample size we need.
Bob,
those are all really valid points.
Yeah.
And let me expound on that. The first year he was here, he had missed the previous season sitting out. Wasn't played by Houston, you know, whoever was at fault there, decided he wasn't playing, whatever that was. Then he missed the first 11 games. Suspension. Came back and played in the final, what, Andy, 6 games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he had been out for a year and a half. Then he comes back and played 6 games, really 5, because he didn't play in that Colts game, but just a touch. And in fairness, I thought had some pretty good moments last year. And then, boom, injured. Now he's coming back from surgery. Can we see the guy play 10 games in a row? And if, Bob, I think that's being generous. If you don't see it after 9-10 games in a row, you're probably never going to see it again. But I honestly think that, you know, playing only 6 games the first year here, after sitting out a year and a half, all right, well, that's valid. Then last year, playing 5 games, then getting hurt, I thought he was starting to get it a little bit. I'm being very fair, but I think if we see him play 9-10 games in a row, Andy, doesn't work. Better be some serious thinking going on in Berea.
Miller is in Solon, home of the Comets. Hi, Miller.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, Miller.
Great show. Great show as always.
Thank you.
Varsity Soccer Comets, let's go, let's go. Outside of that, Deshaun is only as good as his people that surround him. I keep making this argument because all sports is about math and numbers. It's all about numbers. The offensive line is oversized. If you have a defensive end coming at you that's 270, 280, a 320, 315, and more guy, after he gets beat, this puts the quarterback in danger. The Browns need to downsize their offensive line by at least 10 to 15 pounds almost. That's what I have to say. Deshaun can only do so much if his protection is getting beat after a certain amount of time. Let's talk about that. And I don't want nobody to lose their jobs because all the offensive linemen out here in the league are probably 315, 320, 330.
Yeah.
Last night the Eagles averaged 330 across the front? The Eagles were huge.
If a 330 was going against a 270 defensive end. Myles Garrett gets around somebody like that, do you think he's going to actually catch him? This is why all these quarterbacks are getting injured, because the matchup is not there. It's all in size. Let's talk about that. Thanks, guys.
Miller wants Gene Hickerson and Dick Schaffrath back in there at 245 pounds. It's interesting.
I have not thought about it that way.
Interesting. Hey, the offensive linemen will tell you, most of them, are not 320-pound people. You know, Joe Thomas had to eat to keep his weight up.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Now, Joel Bitonio
has to eat to keep his weight up. If they just started eating normally, like most of the rest of us, they'd lose weight. Joe did.
Yeah, I'm just looking at our entire offensive line is over 300 pounds.
Offensive linemen in the NFL
except
are all
for Nick Harris.
They're over 300 pounds now, Andy.
Yeah,
they're all big guys.
Nick Harris is the svelte 293. The winner of the weight contest, which you already know, is DeJuan Jones. He is weighing in at 374.
That's large.
Wow.
Large.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.